At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Brand new song that is out, and this will mean nothing to people in St. Louis, but it features a guy by the name of Mark Borchardt in the video. And Mark Borchardt is this guy who did this movie. It was a documentary that came out, 30 years ago. He was from Wisconsin. It's called American Movie. And I can't remember who it was. I interviewed some director, and this will come to me eventually at one point. And it was literally their favorite movie of all time. And it's such a great film because it's about this guy, Mark Borchardt. It goes back to 1999. And what he was doing is trying to make like horror films, like low budget horror films. So the movie is about him and this guy named Mike Shank, who are trying to make these horror films. It is an epic, epic, really special movie. And Trapper's from Milwaukee. He's been on my show before. Every once in a while, he comes through St. Louis. He doesn't do it enough. But that song called Loaded is brand new, and it came out yesterday. And there's a very personal story. And I kind of know a lot about this because I've had conversations with him. But he was up at Hazelton Betty Ford Clinic in Minnesota because of an opioid addiction. And he had reached out to me at one point. I had no idea. I've known him for a long time. I know how talented he is. He's played here at Off-Broadway. He's come in and played a couple songs on my show before. But he had a devastating opioid addiction problem. And that song, Loaded, and the theme of his new album, which is going to come out, my understanding, this summer, kind of focuses on his experience. So it's a deeper, deeper meaning album from a guy who's super talented, and Trapper Shep is his name. So I wanted to just throw that out here this afternoon as we get started. On a comedic front, Greg Warren is so damn funny, and I've had him on my show over the years. He's a St. Louis-based comedian. Jane, do you know who Greg is?
No.
Okay.
He went to high school with me.
He's a Kirkwood guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been around doing comedy for a couple of decades.
I'm wondering if I saw his face.
Well, I think you would, because he's like really blowing up, and he's got a new special that's coming out. He's going to join us on Monday. But one of the great things about Greg, and we can ask him about this Monday, is he's pretty clean, right?
Oh, he's clean.
So there's not a lot of F-bombs, if any, and the humor, it's just so relatable. Let me give you an example, because this popped up on my Instagram feed just this week.
Also, when you walk into Walgreens, they have shopping carts. No, no, no. I have met your employees, and they cannot handle that kind of volume. Right? Like I have seen them struggle with two items. Now we're going to encourage people to get 54. That's a bad idea. Everybody in this room knows the unwritten rule at Walgreens, whatever you can hold in your hand, that's how much you can buy.
Yep.
If you need more, you turn around, you go to Target. That's a Target trip. You don't bring a Target trip to Walgreens. And God forbid an old person gets their hands on one of those carts, they'll have to shut it down. Sorry, guys, Walgreens is closed. Mort got a cart.
I just think he's so funny. He does a lot.
You know who he is now. Yeah.
He's a great follow on Instagram. He's kind of even, I don't know what exactly happened to make him blow up even bigger, and we'll explain on Monday, and we'll have the special. The other thing before Sue's news, so I saw this on Facebook. I've been spending way too much time on Facebook because I did post a couple of things related to my dog, Duke, who passed away, and I really like Facebook for spreading some news to family and friends.
Oh, it's good for that.
But for the other stuff, oh my God, it's toxic. Yeah. But this was something that I thought about when I saw it, and it's from O'Connell's Pub, and it says, the ongoing construction on the Kings Highway Bridge has significantly impacted our business, leading to a 20% decline in sales. As a result, we're finding it difficult to cover essential expenses like vendor payments and utilities. Despite these short-term hurdles, we're optimistic about the future. We have a strong long-term plan for the pub to continue for years to come.
just as it has since 1962. New ownership is on the horizon. Individuals who are passionate about preserving the heritage while bringing fresh energy. But basically, the message was, don't let the construction stop you. Here's how you can help. Visit us. Enjoy a classic burger. Their burgers are amongst the best
they're
here
so good.
In St. Louis.
And the fried mushrooms.
Ooh, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, get the fried mushrooms.
They have Friday fish and chips as well. Purchase a gift certificate for yourself or as a gift. Join us for a drink. Order carry out in person. So this is specifically to O'Connell's, but let's face it. They're not the only restaurants that are suffering in the aftermath of COVID or because of construction or because of a perception of the city. But that one hit me hard just because I love that place. And
so good.
It's super easy to find. All you got to do is get right there off of Kings Highway. They're limited
It's not that easy.
It usually is.
Go off of Vandeventer if you can.
Because you live right there now,
right?
Yeah.
It's between Jane and me.
Yeah, it's right between us.
Well, and that's why they had the post, because it is challenging to get there.
You can get off of Vandeventer and get to Shaw off of Andy, which is a little bit safer. But yeah, it's that Kings Highway. I'm ready to pull my hair out.
We talked about this a little bit an hour ago, but it seems like every construction project is dragged on for not months, but years longer.
I don't know why.
And when you see no progress. I've not seen anyone actually working on the Kings Highway Bridge.
I have to agree.
When are
with
they
that.
Working? Are they working in the middle of the night? Are they tricking us?
That's a good point. Because I've never seen it either, and I've been over there every once in a while.
You should not close the street until the workers are prepared to do the work.
Don't get Mark started.
So that's what happened in Hillsborough Road over by, the horse farms over there, Jane. You know where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did was, I publicly and privately sent messages to Valley Park, and I said, what the hell are you doing? I said, it's one thing if you're going to close the road because you're doing actual work. And one of the excuses the guy used at Valley Park is, well, we wanted to give people an opportunity to get used to alternative routes. Are you kidding me? We can get used to an alternative route like within hours.
When it's necessary.
And by the way, we've had to because that area floods. So again, I'm not claiming credit for this. I kind of am, though. But because I ripped them and then I, sent the email, and I think some of the other people from the guy who owns Paradise Valley Golf Course, God bless him, he's losing his business because it shut down. Well, now they're doing actual work, and that's fine. I get that. But we literally they closed it 7 weeks before they did actual work.
Oh, that's crazy.
Now, maybe there was reason, but 2 weeks into it is when we started bitching about it, and everyone was going through and sneaking through anyway. Then they started saying, well, the cops are going to pull you over. I was waiting for a cop to pull me over. I'll tell you what, even though it would have been the cop's fault. They wouldn't. You know what? I had a cop that told me that he wouldn't. Well, now they're doing work, and there's tractors, and they're digging up. That's different.
Okay.
Right?
Please tell me if you've seen, please, just go to our Facebook group and tell me if you've seen work actually happening on Kings Highway.
I have not.
No, I haven't, but I don't go by there as much.
In the morning, in the afternoon.
Anytime.
Yeah,
anytime. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, randomly, it's National Hole in My Bucket Day and National Water a Flower Day.
I don't know what I thought you were going to say.
I wasn't sure either there.
That's why I went quickly. Yeah. Just went right over it.
Okay, good.
How is there a National Hole in My Bucket Day?
I can't even explain it. It's the song that goes back in Germany in the 1700s. Right. There's a hole in my... I don't know
I thought
why.
You said hole in my pocket. Hole in my bucket.
That makes even less sense.
Ethan, that would make more sense, really.
That's why I thought it.
Yes. And on just so we could have some music, on this day in history, 57 years ago, in 1968, the Beatles began recording the White Album.
Wow. Best album.
It should be like National Obla-Di-Obla-Da Game Day. Sue News, you love your Beatles, don't you?
I love my Beatles.
Yeah.
This album, of course, has Back in the USSR, While My Guitar Gently Weaves, Birthday, and Helter Skelter.
Wow.
On it 57 years ago today.
Hit after hit. Every single one of them. That's incredible.
Loretta Swit passed away, and Ethan was nice enough to pull some sound. Now, Loretta Swit, Jane, we've talked about this. We watch MASH religiously. And she was Hot Lips Houlihan from 1972 to 1983, and just a staple on that show. She passed away at 87 this morning.
Oh,
let's play a clip.
You know what he'd do?
Buy an ashtray.
Negative.
He'd take this bum by the neck and he'd deck him. It's a good thing Donald isn't here.
You know, remember that? I mean, Donald Knobscott.
Yeah.
Her husband at the time.
And the writing on that show.
Oh, yeah.
So good. And by the way, it still holds the number one spot for the most watched episode of all time.
It looks like you can stream it on, on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking through her credits here. I mean, she was on a fair number of TV movies, and she did some voice work on, like, Batman, the animated series. She was on Murder, She Wrote, of course. But I don't remember seeing her prominently in anything for a long time. Mm-hmm. Obviously, 87, that's a great run. But that's and I feel bad for Ethan, because when that happened, Sue, during a break or during the roundtable, says Loretta Swit died, and I actually put Loretta Shift, I think.
No, you put Switch.
I put Switch.
So I Googled Loretta Switch, and there just wasn't a lot coming
up. She's still
alive,
I think.
She must not be, you know, that big of a deal.
Oh,
and then
funny.
I was like, wait.
Good catch. Good catch. Thank you, Ethan.
Well, the finale of this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee was last night. And the winner was 13-year-old Faizan Zaki from Plano, Texas.
He's my favorite.
He correctly spelled after the runner-up failed to spell Nyababa. And the website Word Unscrambler looked at the internet search data to put out a list of the most problematic words for Americans to spell. Here, what would number one be? We went over some of these earlier in the week, but for as far as America goes, the number one for everybody is definitely, because some do it, definately, and it's I.
It trips me up every time.
Yes.
Every time.
That one doesn't get me.
Yeah, I have to look it up every time.
Also, separate. Some people
separate.
Do.
Separate gets me.
Yes, SEPARATE.
That one doesn't get me.
Necessary, believe, and through. I can handle all that. But they went through and broke it down by state, and apparently Missouri's most misspelled word is temperature.
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 Yeah. Hard.
And Illinois, oh, you poor people in Illinois, it's congratulations.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
If once you get
they're
to
not used to that.
Congrats. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I was going to say, do they think the T? Like,
yeah,
the D
I was
going
to say,
something?
Once you know that, you can shorten it to congrats.
That
I think
gets you there.
You should be there.
Can I admit one that challenges me sometimes?
Yes.
When I try to spell out the word beautiful.
It's on the list in the top
me.
10.
It gets me. It does.
Really?
I don't have a
you know,
problem
what,
with
what
that.
What gets
one.
Me is Wednesday, because you got to go.
Wednesday?
You got to go Wednesday.
Yeah, I get it.
And I said this, Jane, the other one, and this is a simple one, but I see it a lot. People spell the word lose, L-O-S-E, like loose.
You mean L-O-O-S-E?
Well, see, I just did it right there.
You just did it.
Yes.
Lose versus loose.
Lose is L-O-S-E.
Correct.
People spell that word L-O-O-S-E.
Right.
Yeah, people, that drives me nuts. All right, it's a new month, so we talk about what's coming up in June. The French Open runs through June 8th. Golf's U.S. Open is June 12th through the 15th. Ton of movies hitting theaters. John Wick spinoff Ballerina.
Yeah.
That comes out next Friday. Are you going to see it?
Anything with Keanu.
I understand. Except Shakespeare. He's not great in Shakespeare, but anything
but
else.
But I'll still look at it.
Okay. The live action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. Why do we have to do everything live?
This is where I have a trouble. They just released Lilo and Stitch. I love Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
And I'll probably see this one. I don't think I'll see it in the theaters. But How to Train Your Dragon is one of my favorite animated movies of all time.
It's so wonderful.
The whole series is really good. So why do you have to recreate that?
I don't know. Cha-ching,
that's why.
I know.
Your own story.
Ethan does have the answer. Ethan has the answer.
Well, Brad Pitt racing in the movie F1 will hit theaters on June 27th. Okay, then.
It looks interesting. I've seen the trailer for it.
In TV, Duck Dynasty, the revival, premieres on A&E this Sunday, but Phil Robertson, who just passed away, will not be featured in the new series. Mm-hmm. The Bear comes back out on June 25th.
I never got through season 3.
I finally did, and I love it.
Because, Jane, I was
there
slow into that.
It took me 4 times.
Okay. You mean season 3.
To get through, I'm caught up.
So I was, it took me about 3 episodes
4
in season
times.
1. And then I was in, and I loved season 2. I started the first couple episodes of season 3. I'm like,
No,
so I should go back.
Season one is where I had the trouble. And I started that show four times.
Well, I did do that also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only tried once, so I was out. And finally, the holidays, big ones. Father's Day on the 15th. The official first day of summer is the 20th. And Flag Day is the 14th. Sorry, people.
Can I add one?
Yeah.
June 1st, this Sunday, will be my one-year wedding anniversary.
Well, look at
Congratulations.
That! What are our plans?
Much. So, funny story, my wife's actually in a wedding. We're going to a wedding on our one-year anniversary.
Oh, that's sweet. That is kind of sweet.
We have some plans for next week. Actually, she's a huge Lilo and Stitch fan, so we're going to do a day date, and we're going to go on Juneteenth. I'm going to take advantage of the day off.
Nice.
And we're going to go see Lilo and Stitch. We're going to go have dinner.
Okay, so, but you hope, let me just say something in all seriousness. You hope that that's on enough screens by that time, because you'll have limited screens by that date.
Ooh. Yeah, I just kind of expected that it was doing, just with it doing so well, that it would be able to hold out for a couple
of weeks.
It
might, but I'm telling you, there won't be as many screens. You'll have to pick one that's
to go find it.
7 o'clock and that's about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. In science news, you know I love these things. They still don't know, researchers, why we can't tickle ourselves.
I love this.
Well, because you know it's coming.
Exactly. It's a mental thing. Now, researchers in the Netherlands did a deep dive on it. Fun fact, the scientific term for aggressive tickling is called gargalesis.
No, it's called
called
assault.
Gargalesis.
If somebody is aggressively tickling me, I'm calling the cops. That's an assault and get away.
We also have insect news.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not ready for that because I have to pot that down. That's a radio term there. Yep. And then all of a sudden you're going to hear...
It's time for insect news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and it's gross.
Oh.
Two of the most destructive types of termites have started mating in South Florida.
Oh, God.
Of course.
They have now created what we are sort of calling a super termite. And that is now what they're dealing with in South Florida. They hope that it does not spread. But is your insect news.
Can I share
something
one thing
else I need
here?
To be afraid of?
I wanted to share some research here just because along the research lines, I found this hilarious. This was, what's the date today? The 30th? So this is 2 days ago in the New York Times. And you guys know I love all my animals, right? I have dogs, cats, and a bunny. But here's the headline. Your cat may or may not love you, but it knows your scent. Scientists found a way to get 30 kitties to cooperate with the study, exploring the power of feline sense of smell. So they basically break it down and they say, hey, if you have a cat, it's going to be more prone to come to you because of your scent than another person who's a stranger.
Well, duh.
Are you? And like, we probably paid for that.
How much did we pay for that study?
The taxpayers. Yeah. It says it established that cats respond differently to the scents of their owners than to the odors of strangers. Well, of course they do.
Well, that's the dumbest thing ever.
It is the dumbest thing ever.
I would have rather had the research on the tickling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On the gargalesis.
Gargalesis.
Right.
And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. It's bird news. A study found that hummingbirds, I love the hummingbirds. Hummingbirds have evolved to have thinner, longer beaks because of hummingbird feeders. They got popular after World War II, and it has taken the birds less than a century to evolve into that.
See, that's fascinating.
Good for the hummingbird.
That's awesome.
I do want to get one of those camera bird things.
Yeah, me too.
That might be on the Christmas list.
And that's it for Sue's News.
We have one that we haven't really even... We're so good at getting things in our household. Like, remember when I got that... what do you call that thing that makes the fake...
the wheelbarrow?
No. The thing that you can just...
Oh, the printer. The 3D printer.
The 3D printer.
What was that, like 2.5 years ago at a 3D printer? It hasn't been used once. And Sue, I think you predicted that.
Yeah, you can sell it to me. I'll put that in my craft studio.
We have a whole collection of stuff like that. Hang on, we're coming back with...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
More. Let us welcome in our friend Paul Hall on entertainment this afternoon from Common Guy Films. Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. That Loretta Swit news is one of those that hits me. I mean, growing up, that was, I think, one of my early crushes was Loretta Swit as Hot Lips on MASH. So
that's very interesting. But I would not have put her in the category of any of my crushes. So to each his own. But she certainly was great on that show. All right, let's talk about something. I started this a couple of nights ago, but I didn't get into it because I'm like, man, this is so heavy. But there's another series of documentaries on Netflix, and this one's about, and some of us will remember this, if Ethan was in here, we'd have to explain to him what the Tylenol murders were.
These are not all heart attacks. Something's killing them.
There were 6 capsules missing, and there are 3 victims. I said, it has to be Tylenol.
It was a new way for a mass murder.
Tylenol.
Tylenol.
Tylenol. We have found cyanide in Tylenol.
Innocent people were poisoned to death for no reason.
Sue, Jane, Paul, we all remember a time where you could just kind of open up a bottle and you wouldn't have the childproof container. You wouldn't have something that was covering it up, whatever it's foil or cellophane or something like that. But this was a fascinating case that happened in the suburbs of Chicago in the early 1980s. And I don't even remember all the details of it, but they chronicle it in another, what is it, a 3-part documentary series?
Yeah, it's a 3-parter, runs about 40 or so minutes a piece. So it's a very digestible 3 parts that you can push through. And for any of us who grew up in the Midwest, anywhere in the Midwest, this hit really close to home. In fact, I asked my wife a little bit. She's a couple years younger than me. And I said, she's at that cusp. And I said, I think this is why I always had a little bit of a leery feeling in the back of my head when I was told take some Tylenol. It was just the remembrance of this as a kid of what went down and literally changed the scope of packaging, change the scope of the way we think about drugs and what we take, simple things that should be nothing. And I'll tell you what, this is a fascinating documentary that goes beyond that whole incident to a much bigger picture, shall we say, as things go on, and even posit some questions about, you know, do we know what really happened yet?
Well, that was what I was going to ask you, because I don't remember that anyone was really tagged with responsibility, and I really don't remember a lot of the case. So I started watching about the first 10 minutes. I do want to continue it. I'll probably wrap it this weekend. But my understanding is there's still a lot of questions about where the blame really goes, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Every little narrowing took investigators closer to what they thought was an obvious answer. And the obvious answer, as they proved throughout the course of time, may not be the only nor the correct answer, even though, you know, everything in the world points one way.
Well, Netflix is really doing a great job with some of these documentary series.
And
you know that I
good.
Have, you know, I've really highly recommended American Manhunt, the hunt for Osama bin Laden. And you finally
that
watched it, right, Paul?
I finished it this week. And what Mark didn't tell me or us on the air when we were talking about it last week is, that last 20 to 30 minutes of that series is so riveting. It will rival anything you see from a fictional point of view that has been made in the last 10, 15 years. You are on the edge of your seat.
I agree.
A documentary director to bring that aspect into this with real facts is just amazing for a documentary director. So
and not stuff that people know. Right. I mean, look, I did a deep dive on all of that, and there were a lot of facts that I did not know.
Yeah.
And having the actual seal there.
Yeah, Robert O'Neill. That's what makes
incredible.
It so special, is because you know that we took out Osama bin Laden, right? You know, everybody knows that.
Right.
You're going to be reminded of, in that series, everything that sort of led up to Al-Qaeda, the earlier terrorist attacks. Then, of course, they get to 9/11. Then they get to the hunt for bin Laden. And to Paul's point, when you finally, and the last 30 minutes is after they kill Osama bin Laden. Because what happens in the aftermath, they're still not safe. It's just as exciting. Right. So I've been recommending that.
And
that's been my top choice.
How difficult the decision was to make to do it.
And who didn't want to go? Uh-huh. Joe Biden.
Correct.
Joe Biden didn't want to do it. He's the guy in the room.
Alert. Yes.
Obama was the one that said we're going.
I was proud of Obama.
I was too.
The good thing about it is, you know, throw politics out the window for one of the rare cases. This is where both sides of the aisle wanted this guy and wanted this justice for, you know, America based on 9/11 for years. And they put politics out the window in the case of actually just going ahead and doing the job, not trying to sugarcoat it.
Wasn't there a couple military guys that were, look, it was split. It was split. And the people that were in the, was it the Bush administration or the even the, or who remember what happened with Carter? They were skittish, but Obama said, "I don't care what this does, go do it."
Well, because they weren't completely sure they had him. They thought they had him,
they
but there was
positive.
No guarantees because he was so well hidden. And it's interesting just even to see, you know, they knew that there was a guy walking around every day outside. They knew his gait. So then
they counted the clothes so that they could figure out
laundry. Okay, don't tell me too much.
Yeah, I know we shouldn't.
Oh, there's so much more. I couldn't
there's a lot.
You know what? But that's what made this documentary
so good.
Unbelievable. Because you know the general story, but there's so much more to it. And the way that they presented it was tremendous.
Oh, I love it.
Everyone should watch it.
We're watching Earnhardt on Netflix, but you got to be a racer person for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Paul, what else is there?
Well, they've got that. They've got the new F1 series with the women trying to make F1. I know we talked about Brad Pitt. Sue, you brought that up before. There's a new F1 series with a bunch of women trying to get a seat in Formula One, one of the hardest seats in the world to get. I've gotten addicted to Formula One in the last 3 or 4 years, and it's the most amazing sport to watch, bar none, I think. It's really going to be great to see that movie. In theaters, we have a new movie for horror fans called Bring Her Back that will have the hair on the end of your arms standing on edge because Sally Hawkins is amazing in this. And it's a story of just two kids lost their family, end up in a new family, but that family's got some nefarious reasons for adopting them or bringing them into their household. It's going to creep you out before it's all said and done. It's not for the squeamish. Bring Her Back opens in theaters this week. And I have to mention Bono. Bono has a new movie over on Apple TV Plus, Bono Stories of Surrender. Now, this is his one-man show that he toured around the country, kind of based on his book, with a harp player, a cello player, and a drummer, and they simply tell his story. And it's very fascinating to watch for those of you who are U2 fans or not U2 fans. It will go into a lot of what went behind Bono becoming the man he became. And you know, we talk about throwing politics out the window. Bono is one of the few people that was able to talk to presidents and members of both sides of the aisle throughout his career and do things, make some changes in the world around us. And I do have to mention one more thing, and this is just a total self-publication. My friends at Remind Magazine are putting something up for me tomorrow. I've been working on it for a while. Tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of a movie that I find to be one of the most quotable movies in my lexicon and in my lifetime, Fletch.
I love Fletch.
Yes. I love Fletch.
Yeah. Love it.
Chevy Chase. And the odd ironic thing is I was researching things. Two of the main stars in Fletch, Chief Carlin, Joe Don Baker, and Fat Sam, George Wendt, both passed away within the last 3 weeks, four weeks.
Right.
So it's just bizarre. So Chevy, be well, please.
You know, I just sent myself a reminder because we were earlier talking about Smoking the Bandit this week, and that, I think, streams on Netflix. And I wrote myself a note, Sue, I'm going to try to see if it holds up. But I would love to watch. I'm always looking, especially with all of the stuff that's in the news, and as great as the Bin Laden documentary is, it's heavy. So is the Tylenol, you know, murder case.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if I can check out Fletch because I don't think I've seen that in a long time, and I loved that
it's
movie.
It's so great. Oh, that's a great idea.
It's such a palate cleanser.
Some of those
when you're dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me go back a little bit to something, you know, I reviewed films part-time for about 30 years and retired right during the pandemic. And Paul and I got to know each other because of this when I was in Milwaukee. But when we were talking about Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning last week, and you said it's going to get beat by Lilo and Stitch at the box office, that really caught me off guard. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because usually a big action movie would hold the box office. So you're absolutely right. I mean, it did maybe almost triple the box office.
Seriously.
I can't remember if you said, did you see Lilo and Stitch or not?
I didn't get to it yet, and it's one of those things that's on my list, shall we say. But it's here's the dirty little secret behind a lot of things. You know, Hollywood was talking a lot about how big this weekend was at the box office. It really was two movies, Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. There were other movies in the mix, but those did a fraction. And Lilo and Stitch actually drove most of that business from this weekend. It'll be interesting to see how much the drop-off is this week, because Karate Kid also opens this week, and I've heard not good things about the attendance at the pre-shows on Thursday night. So
what is that? Karate Kid Legends, what is that?
It's Karate Kid going further. It kind of comes off of Cobra Kai on Netflix. Yeah. Ralph Macchio's back. I'm trying to remember who else is in it. I didn't have the desire to go see it. And I didn't get out to do it.
So then we also brought up and I can't believe this, because maybe Lilo and Stitch is worth seeing. I'll check it out, probably wait until Disney Plus. But I loved, we mentioned this earlier, How to Train Your Dragon. And now they have another live action version of that.
Yeah.
Do we really need it? I guess, again, the answer is Ethan encapsulated it. It's money. These movies, look at what Disney's doing with Lilo and Stitch. That's exactly why they did it. But is it worth seeing, I guess, is the question.
Here's the thing with Lilo and Stitch. Now, remember, Mark, why you love that movie so much. They could do things with the animation that you could never do in a live-action film. And that's what's, I think, going to be its downfall. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say firsthand. But the fact that you used, during the animated film, you could make magic happen because you were animating things that you're not going to do in this version of it. So it'll be real interesting to see where it goes, see how far it goes. I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
It's up at commonguy.com, and check out remindmagazine.com for my Fletch piece tomorrow.
Yay.
We'll talk next week. Thank you, Paul Hall.
Take care.
That's a great recommendation.
It's
on Fletch.
Great.
Because I'm
like looking at like the quotes and I'm dying.
Yeah, I always search out for the movies that are just a little lighter, and that's a good choice there. All right, we'll take a break. We got Frank Cusimano coming up. Scotty Worm's going to join us in the next hour as well, talking some.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building
a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Cardinals baseball. Fred will be back on Monday, but Fred would agree with what I'm about to say. It's just been so damn much fun to be able to not only watch the Cardinals, but be entertained by our St. Louis Cardinals. They won another series this week against Baltimore. I was at the game on Sunday. It was amazing. It felt like a playoff atmosphere. And here we go again. Frank Cusimano's with us. They're down in Texas for a series with the Rangers. The Dodgers are coming up real soon. It doesn't get easier. But damn it, this team is really fun right now. Frank, right? How are you?
Oh, my gosh. They're just a blast. I mean, it's 18 out of 23. It's 8-1-1 in their last 10 series. And they are playing an entertaining brand of baseball. And I don't know how you feel. I know, Mark, you're a hockey fan. It reminds me a little bit of the Blues in that with some of these young players, the learning curve was expedited. That Mason Wynn is really good. Victor Scott is pretty good. Matthew Liberatore is really good. I mean, all these guys, you know, like a Holloway and Broberg, all these guys, you weren't quite sure if they were going to make the next step, and they made it, and they're doing it with the Cardinals right now.
One of the things that I love is you can literally see the body language on these players and the difference from the past two seasons. Arenado in particular, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this with Scotty Warman in the next hour, but they are fiercely competing in every game because, let's face it, with the Cubs still holding, you know, a three-game advantage, every game does matter, and the Cubs are pretty damn good right now. So these are guys that are focused on winning. They're focused on defense, which is so much fun right now. So it's a great brand of baseball, and I think when they come back home, hopefully the crowds increase as well, Frank.
Yeah, I think when the Dodgers come in and then the Cubs, you're talking about maybe six games where you could be in the high 30s and the low 40s, so attendance-wise. But you touched on one thing that I don't think gets enough attention is defense. And I think they're number one still at defensive run save. Mark, think about it. Arenado is back playing like a Gold Glove, or Wynn could win a Gold Glove. Donovan has won a Gold Glove. Contreras is better at first than we all thought. Scott has been great. Nootbaar is above average. And even Jordan Walker has made strides in right. So if you have a team, a ground ball, or a team that like pitches to contact, a pitching staff like that, you got to have fielders, and they have fielders.
Frank, I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to get that itch. I know it's a little bit of a ways off, but the trade deadline of how do you navigate this?
I thought about
it too. When you take into consideration the amount of expiring contracts they have, guys that were expected to be dealt at the deadline, you got guys like Ryan Helsley, but you also have a young roster that's really performing. How do you even begin to process how to go about it if you're John Mozeliak?
Well, I didn't think we'd be having this conversation, did you?
No. But it's so great.
It is. It's great to have. I still think that Helsley could be moved at the deadline because he may be so enticing and you may get so much in terms of assets in return that you can't turn it down. And I guess it depends how you feel about Matz as a closer, Maton as a closer, maybe Graceffo. I don't think you can move Arenado because the contract's so complicated and he does mean so much to the clubhouse. But Helsley would still be in play. And here's the crazy thing for both of you is that all of us thought the only slim chance they ever had of making the playoffs would be to win a weak Central. Well, au contraire, because let's face it, the Cubs are a lot better than we thought.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is finish the Giants or the Braves and get one of those wild card spots. So there's a couple of ways you could get in, and I never thought I'd be saying that in the beginning of this season.
Hey, do I understand that the Battle Hawks are in action tonight?
They are in D.C. against the Defenders. So it's kind of a meaningless game because the Battle Hawks are already in. But these same two teams will hook up, I believe, in the conference championship game in St. Louis next week.
And something that I've seen about this also, Frank, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that they will have the home game next week, regardless of whether they were the top seed or not. And it seems like that was going to be given to them regardless because of the attendance that they've had. I know some DC fans weren't necessarily happy about that. Thoughts?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. My response to DC fans, go to freaking games, okay? Then you would draw. We draw 30,000 a game, and without us, if you knock St. Louis out of attendance, the average attendance is 9,000 in that league.
Wow.
Okay, legitimate question here. City hosts San Jose tomorrow afternoon, the first game with a new interim head coach. By next Friday, will we have our fifth interim head coach? Because this is getting a little crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's four coaches in 11 months. I do like the fact that we have a coach in David Critchley that television stations and radio stations can actually air a soundbite. I mean, the guy's a really good talker. He's high energy, and he's a lot of fun. Now, here's the craziest thing about yesterday's press conference was they said they went over this process of hiring Olaf Melberg for 5 months. He was on the job for 4 months. Oh. And the best thing is this, is they said that we hired him because he believed in our system, and he coached in attacking style at his previous stint. And then he got here, and he didn't coach that style at all. So it's pretty crazy, but I do think they had to make the move, and it's a good move.
What's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
Well, we're going to have a lot of City SC coverage and some Battle Hawk stuff, so we're excited about that.
Well, have a great weekend, and enjoy all the sports, and we'll catch up on Monday, hopefully after another Cardinals victory.
Let's hope so. Thanks so
all right,
much.
Thank you, take care. I didn't want to drag Frank into this discussion, but this is just so disgusting. I think that we can all agree to this. in high school girls softball in Minnesota, you had a championship that was won by a team that features a 6-foot junior right-handed boy, Charlie Dean, arguably the top high school softball pitcher in the entire state, maybe in the entire country. 71 strikeouts, 52 innings pitched. The batters hit 145. I mean, you talk about the trade deadline. Maybe the Cardinals should, you know, deal Helsley and get Marissa or Charlie Dean. When is this nonsense going to stop?
And the fact that there are people who don't reference that when they discuss situation.
Jane, to your point, I pulled up the story in the Minneapolis Star Tribune today. They don't reference it at all. They didn't even reference it one bit. I mean, come on. How can we not be honest about what's happening? And I mentioned this about my neighbor is 14 years old. She plays for Rockwood softball. Uh-huh. These girls, they know what's going on in Minnesota. They know what's going on. The track athletes know what's going on in other states, too.
How do these other teams feel?
Well, they're horrified by it.
Further context, they shut out to win the state championship. They shut out the defending state champions in back-to-back games.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it's not even
domination. You can't say that it didn't have an effect. It has an obvious and awesome effect on what happened.
Think about how frustrated these girls are.
Look, I would have to say, you can't say until the moment, but if I'm a parent of a young girl on the team that's winning, and they're winning with a biological boy.
Yes.
How do I not still feel like, wait a second, this is not right?
How do you not, I mean, and I saw some people say it, how do you not walk and say, you know what?
That's what they should do. And more that's happening. But, you know, they've played and they've fought for their position to be in the championship. Yes. So you don't want to just remove
that. Well, they're the reigning champions and they got shellacked.
Yep.
I could not be more outraged and I just don't understand how it can continue.
And by the way, like you look at, I watched some of the video of the person playing, and it's obvious.
Yes.
Like it.
Yes.
I mean, and it's heartbreaking.
It's not marginal. It is. Anyway, Jay Duker, great to have you back today. Good to see you. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.